you won't miss a beat. Now, Barry's out and Joe Cleary's coming in. Joe joined us yesterday about girls already, and he's back after she galloped this morning. Morning to you, Joe.
Morning, Hoss. How are you, mate?
Very well. The reason being, we wanted to get an update on girls already after a little bit of a workout this morning.
Yeah, couldn't be happier, Hoss. Mate, they worked over a half mile. Girls are ready with Iron Queen. Natalie Young was on Iron Queen. Tegan Harrison on Girls Are Ready. Home in 23.4 after working over a half mile. Wouldn't have blown the candle out, mate. So all the work's done now. It's just a matter of keeping her in cotton wool between now and Saturday, Hoss.
That's the thing. We've got roughly three and a bit days to go. Can you outline, just for our listeners, you said yesterday that she needed this morning. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, well, I'm not gallop happy with my horses, Hoss. Even at home, we just go Saturdays, Wednesdays. You know, and I didn't want to change her routine, and it worked out good that Trent's horse raced on Saturday, and it just needed one top up. But she was just that well in herself, you know. She just get all the characteristics were telling her she needed a blowout.
Yep.
And until you can come back this morning, said, Joey, she's got gears. He said, every time I give her a squeeze, she just get finding underneath me. So, look, we've done all we can do now, basically the next 72 hours, just keep her happy. I'll pull a blood on her tomorrow, just make sure her bloods are right, and away we go Saturday, mate.
Jess Taylor's up here, or spent some time here yesterday down on the beach, mate. She looked pretty happy doing all that yesterday.
Mate, you couldn't get the smile off her face, young Jess, yesterday. And she ran second in the beach race. She said, I'll take that, Joe, if we run second on Saturday. She's just the best kid, and she's just a bubbly girl, and you know, and she can ride, and she gives you good feedback to both myself and my clients, and even my staff. She's always good for my staff, so you know, she deserves a moment. Yesterday morning, mate, she was a smile, and unless she had a mouth guard in.
Well, there were so many senior jockeys there. Yes. I mean, she sees them at the races, but just to see them in the one spot galloping down the beach, it's extraordinary. Anyway,
it's a great sight, mate. And we've been going for 4 or 5 years. Charlene and I just walk up the beach just to watch. It's a great spectacle, and the girls were hanging together yesterday, like Winona was up here, and obviously Kathy was there, so Jamie Carr. So the girls were hanging together and the boys were hanging together.
Yeah.
It's like watching back at school, mate.
Yeah, no, exactly. All right, so for the next 72 hours, what does she do, girl, already?
Okay, so obviously she'll go a 5K walk each afternoon, just does us both good, both horse and trainer, and just flip her over in the roll to have a bit of a play, mate, and then obviously just trot canna, and then a 5K walk on Saturday morning, and that's it, mate. That's all she does. And like, she's pushing me out of the way to get to the feed there 10 minutes ago, Hoss, so, mate, she's been licking the bin. She's ready to go. She's ready to rock and roll, and we'll take them on.
All right. What are you going to do? You're just going to come here the next 2 or 3 days. You told us yesterday you've got a bit of a budget, and you're waiting to see what happens.
Yeah, I think I'll wait till Sunday, mate. You know, I can't play with the big boys. I don't walk around for leather bloody catalogue and a wristband, Hoss. You know what I'm like. So I'll just hang around the back of the bar on Sunday, and I'll do my inspections for the Sunday horses. Yeah. And we'll pick something up Sunday for sure, mate.
And the whole build up for Joe Cleary. I mean, you talk about Jess Taylor and the like, mate, but now you're in here. It's remarkable, the Better Than Ready story. There's four of them that are in the one race. We're going to talk shortly to Richard Foster from Yarramalong Park. You know, it is a great story, this one, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. And in his book this week, he's only got 2 or 3 horses.
Yeah.
And he's got 20 or so in the March sale. So he really deserves to have 20 in this sale.
Yeah.
And before they put they're obviously going to announce their new service fee for him.
Yep.
They might wait till after March till they announce his new service fee. But he's just been a revelation. But for me personally, like, I put my toe in the water here a couple of years ago, and Warjet won the Country Cup. So I've had success on the day, but to have a run in the main race on the day. And after this morning's work, I firmly believe we're a life chance.
Yeah, that's good. All right, mate, thanks for dropping back in. We'll see you at the sales through the next few days.
Thanks, Hoss. Much appreciated.